This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't know who wants to come to a city like Austin, be told to go out there, swear an oath to protect and defend this community, protect the people and the lives of this community, protect the property of this community, to be told, you know what, we're going to indict you and potentially put you away for the rest of your life in prison. The allegations being made against me by Jose Garza is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon by a public servant, first-degree felony, which carries a life potential life sentence. So we were responding to a riot. You know, people throwing Molotov cocktails at us, bottles filled with urine, bottles filled with gasoline, and they're engaging in criminal activity by obstructing a passage road that goes to the main hospital. This is the largest, you know, case of batch of pushed indictments of officers, first time ever in American history. This has nothing to do with justice, has nothing to do with any wrongdoing. This is simply about politics and a political agenda that is taking place with these radical liberal district attorneys.
People are really waking up now because George Soros is a CIA operative. That's what he is. He's the front man for it. Didn't just take over several thousand cities and counties where they have the judges and they have the district attorneys, the county attorneys in their pockets. Now many of the police chiefs. They have these junkets that are on record where they pay for the hotels and airline tickets to the Caribbean and to the Mediterranean and to Europe and to Canada. We're talking five-star hotels. And they go to these week-long conferences that are put on by George Soros organization and sub-organizations, and they teach them how to engage in criminal activity. So they're organized crime, racketeering, mafia meetings of the lawyers. They've got the lawyers, they've got the judges, they've got the PR firms. So they give them a packet. They say, we're this is how it works with lawyers. They say, we're going to sue Alex Jones, we're going to sue Trump. And this has come out from whistleblowers. And then they're given a packet. This is what you say, this is what you file, this is how you do it. And the judge is going to default Trump. They're going to default Giuliani. They're going to default Jones. And say that you don't get a trial. The judge will then find you guilty. And then we'll have a show trial, because the public still expects one, on, quote, damages. Now, when that worked on me and a bunch of other people in the last 5 years, they've now said, screw that. We're just going to have judges say you don't get a jury trial and then say you're guilty on day one of the trial and then have their own trial where you don't get closing statements. You don't get to put forward your evidence. You don't get to say you're innocent.
We begin our report with truth and consequences in two New York courtrooms this week. The trials begin for Donald Trump and FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, both of whom face charges. They committed fraud, building empires out of hyperbole and deceit.
The banks got back their money. Again, there was never a default. There was never a problem. Everything was perfect. There was no crime. The crime is against me.
Federal prosecutors have dropped the charge against ex-FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried that he violated campaign finance rules, according to the New York Times. Journalist Glenn Greenwald tweeted, "Congrats to Sam Bankman-Fried, the Democratic Party's second largest donor behind George Soros, on having his campaign finance fraud charges dropped by the Biden DOJ."
So they've put their people in place. And you have to understand that. And so it's basically the CIA, but they do it through think tanks. So the baseline is a bunch of cowards that'll follow orders. But now you're seeing the thoroughbreds of trash, the Fannie Willis's and the Lewis Kaplan's and all the rest of them, the prosecutors, the judges, who think you're so stupid that Trump doesn't even get a jury on a case with $400 million. Again, almost all these billionaires don't have $100 million on their own. They're just moving forward against him. People still thought we were in a free country, but I think now the veil is lifting.
People are waking up to the fact that this is, it's socially, society destructive. This is going to destroy your economy. It's going to destroy your state. You want to chase away the people who are actually generating revenue, paying the taxes to keep your social systems in order. When they leave, when they get chased out, when the government usurps that and squanders it because government can't do crap the way private enterprise can, you're all going to suffer.
And as Trump has said 100 times, and I'll say it again, they're not trying to get me or Trump. They're trying to get through us to get to you. And I look at you and I say, do you understand that they're cutting off our energy, they're cutting off our fertilizer, they're imploding our borders, they're destroying our currency, they're bringing this country down. I realize I'm going down on the Titanic. In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
People that are boys.
And I don't know what that is. Never seen one of those before.
There are people whose gender might be a little bit of both or might even be neither.
Some public schools and libraries invite drag queens. Some dress like horned demons to read to young children.
Parents' rights are limited, and children's rights are put ahead. So the child has the right to be protected from the parents when the parents behave badly.
What?
Yeah, that child molester just messed with the wrong preschooler. Yeah.
What makes you think he's a child molester?
Oh, he's a child molester, believe me. Every child molester I've ever met looks just like that.
And make gay little babies for the whole human race. Make a world we can live in where the one who you love's not an issue.
We'll convert your children.
What?
Happens bit by bit, quietly and subtly, and you will barely notice it. You can keep him from disco. Warn about San Francisco. Make him wear pleated pants. We don't care.
And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have attention, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify, much bigger than any single platform, Kate. But that's what's at the heart of this.
Damn it. Everything on TV sucks.
It's Alex Jones.
Cool.
Hello?
You piece of shit. You damn f***er. Listen, kid. You crossed the line. Get that through your damn head. Stop pushing your shit.
A few minutes later.
We're gonna beat your ass! You just get that through your stinking traitorous heads! But I will stomp your head in if you start a fight with me, you thug scum! You think I'm a coward like you?
Three days later.
Whoa! I just got invited to give the commencement address at Harvard this year.
That's amazing!
I'm gay!
There. Let's go get that.
All right.
Do you get to wear the hat and everything?
Yeah, you better. Don't worry. Hello?
gotta see your face, scum. You know they gotta see you. I see you. You understand me? I know what you think of me and my family. I see you right back. You understand that? You understand that?
Whoa. That was cool the way he, like, Infowars.com.
That's not really my dad voice in that, just so you know.
Yeah.
A lot of cool Infowarriors. We're live, folks. Hour number two. Wednesday, February 21st. 2024. Thompson, who just seemed to always write himself into his stories. That's never been my intention, but I'm pretty much always in the middle of whatever stories are going on. And the reason I wasn't here a couple days last week and the first hour today is that I'm in intense legal meetings with all of the bankruptcy of free speech systems and my personal bankruptcy all coming to a head here and decide the future of this operation. And we got Letitia James announcing that she's going to go ahead and just seize all of Trump's assets before the appeal and sell it all off. They put a former Bill Clinton operative in as the receiver to oversee all this and run the Trump companies. Imagine how that feels. Well, that's basically the boat we're in. But every day more people wake up, every day it becomes more obvious, every day we stay on air is a victory against these people who are having to just throw all caution in the wind, all checks and balances in the wind to do this. And to say the kangaroo court rulings with no juries and things like that in New York have woken people up is an understatement. It's really woken people up. I played that clip yesterday. I'm going to play it again, actually, after we talk to Robert here a little bit, because I want to get his take on it, with Kevin O'Leary. In fact, get it ready now, because Barnes is with us the rest of the hour. I'm going to skip the breaks. Most of the breaks coming up, so we'll have plenty of time to talk to Barnes, but O'Leary came out, play the 3.5 Fox, not the 5.5 CNN one, and he just nailed it. He said, listen, this isn't about Trump. This is about all checks and balances gone, a weaponized Democratic Party using the legal system to conquer everything. And look, they've graduated more lawyers the last 30 years than were in the history of the United States. Look it up. I'm like, Biden's made produce more money the last 3 years, the whole history of the United States. I'm not saying all lawyers are bad. You kind of need to fight fire with fire, but there's very few good lawyers, and they're just a bunch of crooks. And they're mainly Democrats. And they know exactly what they're doing. So they're at war with us through the jurisdictions and systems they've created or they've hijacked, and it's incredible. So I wanted to get Barnes' expert take on the election coming up in 9 months and all the incredible persecution and the Letitia James fiasco and the E. Jean Carroll debacle, and now the real estate, you know, case with Trump, no jury. I mean, let that sink in. Well, since when are there no juries? At least in my kangaroo cases that Barnes did a great job covering and also worked on some, they at least had a jury decide how guilty I was. At least they had a show trial. I was already guilty, already decided, judge said so, but they at least still trotted a jury out. They're not doing that now. So here's O'Leary, and we'll go right to Robert Barnes.
This award, I mean, just leaving the whole Trump thing out of it and seeing what occurred here, and I'm no different than any other investor. I'm shocked at this. I can't even understand or fathom the decision at all. There's no rationale for it. And so let me give you a real-time experience I'm having regarding this, and I'm not the only one. It doesn't matter what the governor says. New York was already a loser state. Like California is a loser state. There are many loser states because of policy, high taxes, uncompetitive regulation. It was all already on the top of the list of being a loser state. I would never invest in New York now, and I'm not the only person saying that. And here's a real-time situation. In development in real estate right now, the hottest asset class is very high-end data centers. They cost anywhere from $2.5 to $3.5 billion each. They're very expensive. They require low power. You need permits. But most of the major institutions in the world need more data centers, and that's why developers like me are doing this. Now, you need power. So New York has Niagara Falls. Normally, you'd consider that to put in one of these facilities, create 400 jobs, 5 more jobs for each of one of those for auxiliary services. I can't go to New York. So I'm going to Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia. Governor Stitt, Kevin Stitt, my staff have met with him. Governor Bergen, the same thing. Governor Justice. Those are winner states. They don't do things like this. I have to syndicate that debt and all that equity. We're talking billions of dollars here. Do you think any foreign institution or any private equity firm or any pension fund would touch New York? No. And that's why New Yorkers should be concerned. The fine people of New York should ask themselves, why are we such a loser state? How are we going to attract business? It's not just the existing businesses that are fleeing out to Texas and Florida. What about new money like this that I'm talking about, like a $4 billion data center? Not a chance I would put that in New York. Zero probability. Never. And so they've got a lot of work to do to find themselves getting out of this situation. This is all occurring.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Watch it, ask to see it, observe it, understand it for what it is. And that's what's taking place here. I mean, all of these trials, as I've been saying, it was true of your cases, it's true of Trump cases. The American justice system is on trial here, and the American people's verdict is that the justice system is failing. Not that Trump did anything wrong. It's that our justice system is delivering partisan preordained results that are counter basic common sense. Here you have a total nutcase in E. Jean Carroll. Everybody knows she's a nutcase. And the judge keeps letting her sue over and over and over again. And you have a federal judge lying to the world saying that Trump was found guilty of something that the jury, even a liberal Democratic New York jury, said he was not guilty of. And so now you have a case where there's no damages at all, no harm at all. Everybody involved in the transaction say they would do it again tomorrow if they could. In the case of these very sophisticated banks, that what Trump did was normal, usual, and customary. And yet you have a judge saying he wants to basically bankrupt Trump, and an attorney general who wants to, doesn't even want to wait for the appeal to be resolved before stealing as much of Trump's property as she possibly can. Someone who got elected to the attorney general's position, running on the Berea campaign slogan of show me the man, I'll find you the crime, saying I will go after Trump. That she didn't go after. I mean, in New York, you're telling me there's nobody on Wall Street that's actually corrupt in New York? There's no big banks that are actually corrupt in New York? Just like the Obama administration. They went after people that were low-level people, and they let all the big banksters off. Here they target Trump, who's got to be the most innocent guy in the history of New York real estate construction. They put him under microscopic investigation, and all they can come up with is a nut job to make false claims against him, and a nut job judge who's had a history of unethical and unprofessional behavior, with a lunatic clerk who has unprofessional political partisan behavior, writing a decision that admits that there was no harm caused to anybody in the transaction, but he's going to steal $500 million from President Trump because he's Donald Trump. Now, what this is President Trump truthed out yesterday, is a Eighth Amendment violation. This is an excessive fine under the Eighth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and that has two important aspects. One is it's grounds to invalidate this from ever happening to anyone else again, that you cannot find someone where there's been no harm to any identifiable victim. And then second, it gives the Supreme Court of the United States the ability to get involved in this case because the New York courts have proven themselves untrustworthy and unreliable, even at the appellate level. And the only question is, are they willing to not only sacrifice the credibility and integrity of the American legal system, are they also willing to sacrifice America's desirability as a place to invest? Not only these individual states within the country, in terms of New York, Delaware, Illinois, California, all of whom have issued insane verdicts, Delaware against Elon Musk, California in multiple contexts, Illinois in multiple contexts, you shouldn't invest in these states, you shouldn't be in these states if you can get out. But if you're a foreign investor, why invest in the United States at all? You have a Biden administration that's weaponizing the entire legal apparatus. We're going to see a backlash like we saw with the Russian sanctions. The sanctions on Russia led to a bunch of foreign investors deciding America is no longer a safe place to do business. And what happens when they look at what's happening to Trump and decide even more people say, we don't want to do business in America?
And by the way, Mars, you're not just saying that for people that don't know the history. Saudi Arabia is decoupled from the U.S. India is. This is devastating. The blue cities are already devastated, and there's already a flight out of these cities. And now, I mean, no one invests in Venezuela because you know the government will grab your stuff, folks, for no reason. This, I mean, I want to think there's a method to their madness. You know, they have Build Back Better, collapse things, take it over. But they're collapsing their own power bases. You've been in these courts. You know these people. You've been around the country. These judges, these whack jobs, these Fannie Willises, all of them obviously insanely corrupt. You scratch the surface. Everything they say about Trump is what they're doing. Do they have any conscious understanding, second, third, fourth order, what they're doing? Or are they only thinking one-dimensionally?
It's what we've been talking about, that we're in one of the most perilous times in American history and world history, because these people are not only have their moral compasses broken, they are intellectually incompetent. They are like late generation, late stage colonial empires. And that, you know, that second and third wave of colonial administrators are not only morally corrupt, morally bankrupt, but intellectually daft. You know, when Hillary Clinton is the kind of people you're putting up, you're not bringing their best. And so the problem is, that's when we're at the most risk. That's when the world is at the most dangerous stage, because that's what the kind of leadership we had that led to World War One, where the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Russian Empire, Ottoman Empire, all disappeared within a decade. They clearly weren't intending for their empires to fall apart, but that's what happens when you have so much intellectual incest and inbreeding that you produce an incompetent and corrupt class, as Tucker's talking about. Because our ruling class, you know, Tucker said, I don't have a problem with the ruling class, I have a problem with this ruling class. This ruling class is incapable and incompetent and dangerous to themselves and others. And that's what they're proving. I mean, they should have realized that they couldn't just replicate and repeat what they did to you, to Donald Trump, and get away with it when the whole world was watching when these cases happened.
And that's what I was saying earlier. I'm just a bellwether, but people apologize to me at the a restaurant, a gas station, sometimes multiple times. Oh, my God, you got screwed like Trump. We didn't understand it. I get all these emails, all these calls. I mean, this has really resonated with people, this persecution of Trump. And now they've got more cases that are going to start unfolding, and it's backfiring. And even the Wall Street Journal, New York Times are admitting, okay, this didn't work out. This, I mean, even Axelrod a month ago on national news said this backfired.
Oh, completely. And then you look at the utter embarrassment and disgrace when they put these judges and prosecutors under any degree of scrutiny. So what you're seeing with Fannie Willis, this is someone who went, here you have the lead prosecutor, the lead law enforcement lawyer in Fulton County in Georgia, one of the biggest counties in Georgia, gets on the stand and commits open, overt, blatant perjury. Perjury is proven by her own best friend's sworn testimony under oath. Perjury is proven by the former law partner of her illicit lover, in which she not only engaged in unethical and unprofessional conduct, also engaged in campaign finance fraud and money laundering, but she committed perjury to try to cover up for it, and everybody knows it. Sat there and said her relationship with him didn't start until 2022, and everybody knew it started back in 2019. Making up stories about how she was reimbursing in cash, everybody knows that's false. They're claiming that she got it from campaign funds and then later trying to claim it was her funds, contradicting her own sworn testimony. This is the person prosecuting President Trump and a bunch of good, honest, honorable people in the state of Georgia, like David Schaefer and others, for completely a made-up case in which, and remember, in Georgia, the reason why there was any case brought at all is because Fulton County courts corruptly failed to hear Trump's election contest in a timely manner. Trump brought an election contest under Georgia state law. I was part of that process, and the courts were required to hear it within 10 days, and they never heard it at all. And it was only because of the court's corruption, the court's failure, the court's incompetence, that any issue even occurred on January 6th. And so it's the Fulton County Courthouse that's now on trial as to whether or not it will permit perjurious of lying criminal prosecutors from continuing to prosecute President Trump for made-up crime allegations.
And you said that a few years ago was going to happen, and it did. We'll be right back with Robert Barnes.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% humanoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, cost you constitutional lawyer, really smart historian, a good friend of mine, Robert Barnes, is riding the shotgun with us on this live February 21st, 2024, Wednesday transmission. Let's pull back now, look at the big view with Russia routing the Ukraine, pushing them out of the cities. Now even the New York Times admits total collapse. Biden's cognitive abilities are just degrading at a massively sped up rate. We have more of the show trials getting ready to start against Trump. We have the timetables there. We have Trump continuing to surge. It's backfiring. We have all the economic issues that are bubbling around and going on. How do you see this playing out with 9 months out to the election? Just big picture, and then drill in different areas of it, and then the war on the press we're seeing, that really the biggest bellwether isn't even Alex Jones or Donald Trump, because we've had our free speech massively attacked, but Julian Assange.
No doubt. I mean, in the UK, they held his hearings before the High Court as to whether or not they're going to allow Julian Assange to be extradited to the United States. Australia has requested that he be released. Leading press organizations and free speech or individuals across the country have called for it. Robert Kennedy has said that if he's elected president, the first thing he will do is to pardon Julian Assange and Edward Snowden. I think it would be useful for Trump to speak out on Julian Assange's behalf. His corrupt Secretary of State and former CIA director, the testimony came out today in the UK courts that Pompeo was conspiring, just like Hillary Clinton was, to assassinate Julian Assange, and thus he shouldn't be extradited to the United States. But it's also coming out that some of the key members of the courts making these decisions in the UK, we're going to see a common theme here with what's happening with Trump in the United States, is that some of these courts are corrupted. Some of them are connected to MI6. Some of them are connected to the very intelligence agencies that were neck deep in the illicit activities towards Julian Assange, but also, as has been confirmed by Michael Schellenberger now and others, was behind Spygate all along. The Five Eyes spies operation that we were talking about from the very beginning, back in February of 2017, talking about how they were using the Five Eyes to launder illicit surveillance on President Trump, his campaign, his supporters, and then while he was president of the United States. This goes to a deep state that is out of control. The deep state is now weaponizing, as Mike Benz talked about with Tucker Carlson, the deep state is weaponizing everything to manipulate election outcomes. And now they're resorting to manipulating the courts themselves. The courts have become complicit and culpable in this level of manipulation. And while all of this is going on in terms of President Trump, in terms of Julian Assange, in terms of political freedom in America, we have the case like Amos Miller in Pennsylvania, that next Friday I'm going to be in a hearing in Lancaster County where they are trying to completely shut down this Amish farmer, to issue an injunction that would prohibit him from, get this, from feeding his own pigs, his own food, from his own farm. Not just prohibiting him from distributing food to his own members, from being able to give it to those people who need it, but from feeding his own family, from feeding his own pigs. They're saying that they get to decide everything. So while Bill Gates is busy buying up farmland, they're trying to drive out the Amish farmers who make it in the traditional organic way that has us a lot healthier than what the big corporate agriculture-controlled big ag system is today. So we're facing unique threats. They're trying to rig the 2024 election, but they're trying to rig it through the court process this time. They're trying to control our food supply, control our political surveillance, control what we can say in social media. They're trying to bankrupt every dissident through lawfare. They're trying to bankrupt every political opponent, like President Trump, through lawfare. And they're trying to lock him up. I mean, they keep talking about Navalny, who is just a mid-level grifter who didn't even go to the level of Lyndon LaRouche in Russian popularity, when right here in America is where the real political prisoners are, and the January 6th defendants, many of whom are still locked up today, 3 years later, without even a trial being held on drummed up charges based on evidence we increasingly realize was fake or planted from the get-go. We're seeing that in the pipe bomb evidence that Congressman Massey has put out. We're seeing it in the other evidence from the video footage they've been hiding from for years from these criminal defendants. So President Trump said the other day, we have political prisoners right now, and he is the number one political prisoner. They want to lock him up with a bogus D.C. case. They want to lock him up with a bogus Georgia case. They want to lock him up with a bogus New York case. Another New York case. Going to go to trial in March. Based on what? Based on Trump being defrauded by an entrapment scheme of Stormy Daniels and her corrupt, imprisoned lawyer, Michael Avenatti. I mean, how in the world is that criminal case going forward? And then on top of that, still has the Florida case where Jack Smith is trying to hide evidence that incriminates his indictment. And what's the Biden Justice Department doing? They're busy indicting their own informants who, because those informants ratted out Joe Biden by claiming that it's another Russiagate, another Russian conspiracy, that any allegation against Joe Biden must just be from Russia. That, you know, the Russian nukes in space, and then Navalny wasn't working to get that $68 billion to the deep state money laundering machine known as Zelensky in Ukraine. And so now they're resorting to even more desperate measures and desperate attempts. And that's the great risk that we face, is we have an incompetent deep state, the kind of deep state that led to the abolition of multiple empires in World War One. The kind of deep state that bred the conditions that led to the rise of both fascism and communism in Europe in World War II, a deep state that is so corrosively corrupt, so incestuously inept, that it endangers the freedom and liberty of all of us.
And still, if you look at the different judges and Fannie Willis, they look like supervillains. They're so crazed and smiling and laughing. They're incredibly stupid, but they're also incredibly arrogant. Dead reckoning, how do you see this playing out, knowing that they don't realize they're losing hearts and minds, they don't seem to care, and they're just rolling forward? Everything they do turns to crap.
Well, remember, so think about it this way. It's like that nut job lawyer that we had to deal with in some of your cases. And imagine a nut job like that getting to run the world. Being in control of the State Department, being in control of the CIA, being in control of the World Economic Forum, being in control of judicial positions, prosecutorial positions. I mean, that's also extraordinary about the Fannie Willis hearings. You got to see just how not only corrupt these people are, but how incompetent they are, and how their arrogance far exceeds, as you point out, their intelligence. The problem for the rest of us is that's when the world is most at risk. So the key is the public resistance. They were banking on the belief that their show trials would show well, that Americans would believe in the outcome, and that they would believe in the credibility and integrity of the institutions that produced that outcome. And instead, all it's done is it's exposed how these institutions have been weaponized in ways that are directly contrary to the intent of these institutions and to any credibility or integrity they could ever have or lend to any case. This was similar to what happened in your cases. I mean, if they would have just prosecuted, if they had confidence that their case was legit, then they would have had an honest case with a trial on the merits in front of an honest jury. They were terrified of that because they knew the facts didn't hold up well. And that's what's happening in all these other cases. As people see the E. Jean Carrolls of the world, they say this is ludicrous. As Kevin O'Leary and others have said, they look at the New York judgment and they're like, how in the world can you be fined nearly $500 million, including interest, when there's no victims of any kind for doing ordinary, everyday, customary business practices? I mean, one of the ironies is this. President Trump is likely going to post bond. He doesn't have to post bond to appeal. He only has to post bond to prevent them from collecting judgment while his appeal is pending. But you know what he can use to post bond? He can post. He can use Mar-a-Lago, because an independent surety will come in and say that's worth close to $500 million. So even though the judge pretended it was only worth $18 million, an independent surety is likely to get him bail a bond pending appeal, because the real market value of that property is closer to $500 million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Because that's what it was valued at 30 years ago, is preposterous. And anybody in real estate, down to a single family that owns a $500,000 house in the Midwest, they know that that's a load of crap. They know that wait, there's no, as you said, no victim. The banks came and testified. No, he won his business. He's one of our best clients. I mean, of course you value when you're building something that's going to be really valuable. So you get the money to build it, and then you hope that pans out. And with Trump, it always panned out. He's just doing standard, clean real estate developer operations. And then now everybody in the real estate business, as you said, worldwide sees that and says, is America closed for business?
Oh, exactly. I mean, in Mar-a-Lago, I mean, Trump was smart. He bought up the ocean rights so that he forced Mar-a-Lago to sell to him because he controlled the ocean rights. But basically, he remade that entire property, and he did so in one of the hottest real estate markets in the entire world. And so we know the value of Mar-a-Lago because we know neighboring properties that are half the size with half the water rights are right now on the market for $125 million.
No. So, a two-acre lot, I think sold for $40 or $50 million just a month ago.
Correct. Exactly. And so you're looking at his premium property that he has added a premium brand to. You combine the two and the real estate market in that Palm Beach region At least $250 million is what it would sell for. At least $250 million. And he has credible claims that he could get double that for it. And that's the entire, I mean, that by itself is sufficient, not including all the other Trump brands. And truth, even though the SEC tried to interfere with it, finally they capitulated. They didn't want to get into a massive legal war and expose how politicized the SEC has become, going after a lot of crypto companies, trying to treat crypto as a security in order to be able to wipe out and regulate and monitor and really eliminate as competition, as you're talking about, from the Federal Reserve, independent currency in the form of Bitcoin. That if you do that kind of dynamic, they finally folded and Truth is now going to go public. So the stock value alone is independently estimated to be worth $4 billion.
Absolutely. And while we're at it, go back to that article. Put it back on screen for TV viewers. I'm going to read it for radio listeners. Naples is on the other side of Florida. It's not the most elite area where Trump is. Look at the size of that house. It's not even that big. This is inflation, folks. $295 million for that. Mar-a-Lago is like 15 times bigger than that, with a giant golf course, and the most prestigious people live there. And they're claiming that just sold for $295 million. And then Barnes is saying conservatively Mar-a-Lago is worth $250 million. Look, Trump's got offers that's come out for half a billion right now. So again, that little rat judge said, I'm charging you myself, no jury. And I'm going to now take over your empire and $350 million judgment with $100 million or more in penalties and interest. Everybody sees through it, Robert.
Oh, no doubt. And it's the good thing with all of this is, like, Trump keeps almost accidentally waking up the world to deep state corruption. That just as, you know, Russiagate and everything that happened to him and the bogus impeachments and the stolen election of 2020, all of that woke up a lot of Americans to problems that you had been warning about for a quarter century or more. But many Americans were asleep because they hadn't seen it at the scale to which it happened to Trump. And Trump was just trying to be an independent guy. Trump wasn't going in there like Bobby Kennedy to actually overthrow the whole power structure. Trump was just going there to have common sense added to the equation in our foreign policy.
And he thought if he brought all the elites to the table and said, hey, we'll do great policies, you'll have great success, all of them got richer under him. But see, it was about the power. They wanted the control through their globalist committees. They didn't want an actual president. And so that's where Trey admits he made a mistake. He came in and thought, I'll bring him to the table, we'll make a big, great business deal. And now he learned, no, they don't want America to do well.
Not at all. I mean, they're power freaks. And they can't afford even the smallest deviation from their control agenda. They're like true control freaks. I mean, that's what you've been explaining for a quarter century. If you get into the mindset of these people, they're obsessive control freaks. You don't have to read about Bentham's panopticon or Foucault's surveillance state to understand that fundamentally these people are, think about somebody you knew in your life that was a obsessive control freak. That's who these power structure people are. They want to control every, look at Bill Gates. He's a personification of this. You know this guy is an obsessive control freak. He wants to control every little thing to the point that, like the Amos Miller case, they want to control what food you have in your own refrigerator, even if it's only 1%. I mean, the entire farm-to-table market in America is less than 2% of all food supply. And yet you have the state government of Pennsylvania trying to eliminate even that, because they want 100% control. They're obsessed with the control. And that's who their mindset is. And that's why they could not allow Trump to deviate even the most minor amount from their control-driven agenda. And what it's now being exposed is, now that they've weaponized every aspect of our legal system, they thought they would expose Trump. What has happened in attacking Trump, they have exposed themselves, and they've exposed the major problems in our legal system. The corrosive corruption in our courts, in our prosecutorial offices, in the Justice Department, in ways that now we realize we need institutional reform in order to remedy. And that's one of the greatest benefits of Trump, has been almost like the movie being there. He's accidentally exposed the deep flaws that you've been talking about for a quarter century, and has woken up millions of people around the world to our need for institutional reform so this won't keep happening over and over again.
From all your sources in D.C. and around the country, because you definitely get around, Robert, what's the big picture? How's the power structure, the corrupt Duggan power structure, how are they feeling right now? How's the Justice Department, you know, with Mayorkas and the open borders? I mean, they've got to know how hated they are.
They do to a degree, but they live in their own and bubbled universe to a large extent. And so they're very much like those arrogant elites that led us into the Great Depression, those arrogant elites that led us into World War I. They are people that are disconnected from ordinary Americans. I mean, they still think the economy's good for the working class, for Zoomers, for millennials. The economy has stunk for 4 years. Their expenses, everything, their food, their housing, their education, their entertainment, their transportation has all cost a lot more than their wages and incomes have gone up. A lot of their jobs are crap. Most of the new jobs have gone to immigrants, not to native-born Americans. We have 7 million illegal aliens in just 3 years that have come in, creating crime problems all across America and stealing jobs from working-class communities, including working-class minority communities in major urban centers like Chicago and New York and L.A. That's leading to political rebellion. So they unleash George Soros-style chaos. And what they don't appreciate and still don't get is that the people around the world and the American people won't take it. That they're going to continue to push back, and they need to push back because it's the only thing that's going to stop them from taking complete control and wrecking everything.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I'm going to get John Harmon in here that takes the calls. We're going to fire up the phone system after Robert Barnes leaves us. But bottom line, Robert, we're living in a very interesting time of change, and it's a very, very exciting moment to be alive, and everything we say and do now echoes through history with an even louder reverberation. We're in a real critical time of flux, and all the good men and women out there need to realize that now is the time to speak out, now is the time to expose things, because the minds of the public right now are very open to being awakened.
Well, just think if the way people can understand what they think about Trump is how they thought the weaponization of the legal system against you would work. They thought you would be off the air when the lockdowns happened, when the 2020 election steal happened, when the lawfare against Trump happened, when they try to create new wars in Europe and in the Middle East at the same time, when the most corrupt administration in his fraudulency the second and Joe Biden took power, they expected InfoWars to be off the air, Alex Jones to be bankrupt and busted and gone and quiet and silent, and the InfoWars audience to be eliminated. And it's because they refuse, the audience refused to go away. The audience refused to quit sharing the links. The audience refused to go along with what the lawyers demanded and instead went to places like InfoWars Store and bought the products that make them healthier and wealthier as well to be able to keep InfoWars on the air, that this independent information is even out there, that this critical voice that becomes a clarion call to the rest of the world, to other commentators, to other informed individuals, so that we maintain this tip of the spear against this elite power grab that is necessary to preserve and protect our constitutional liberty. So I encourage people to continue to go to InfoWarsStore.com, continue to share the links, because you are collectively, as long as you never forgive, you never forget, and you hold the line, we will be able to protect American constitutional liberty for our grandchildren as well.
Robert, that's the key thing at the end here is people are waking up. We're starting to win battles. And things are only better if we stay awake and say no than if we roll over and capitulate. And a lot of really positive things are happening. Robert Barnes, people can find you by just simply searching your name or vivabarneslaw.locals.com and at Barnes_law on X. Robert, talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Glad to be around.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.